It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. We have Andrew Shatkin. We'll be connecting in just a minute. He's a geopolitical analyst, an author, and a Christian, and we're going to talk about some major issues that are brewing. There's never been a more violent time in American politics than right now. In fact, what's going on with the Democratic Party, with Nancy Pelosi, I call her Pelosi because she's lousy, Mr. Rattler, I call him, you know, like a rattlesnake, and Andrew, and Mr. Schiff, last two letters of his name need to be changed from FF to TT, because that's what he's full of. We have a situation now where the Democratic Party are driving the country into oblivion. They're not reducing drug prices, ratifying the USMC agreement with Mexico and Canada, or dealing with the border or anything. In fact, if anything, they actually want to open borders, get rid of the DHS, open up the prisons, have open borders, supply a broken healthcare system to everyone, and bankrupt the country, and destroy our military by blowing the budget. So we need to understand that's what's going on. We have Andrew Shatkin here. Andrew, welcome to the program. Okay. You see the number's not working, right? 229-2761. I've got this number right here. So.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Andrew. I've got you on my speakerphone.
Good. I was wondering. I thought you might have had a problem or something. I didn't know. Okay, great. Let's get going.
Well, I'm going to get the studio to contact you in a second because somehow I don't know why they say they can't contact you through the number, so I'm resending it over to my board
office. Okay. You want me to hang up?
You hang up, and they're going to recall you through the board.
Can they call the same number?
Say, yeah. So, your phone number. I've sent it over to our board op, okay? Just one second.
Okay, great. Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, there's the number again. I just talked to him a second ago, so it does work. So we'll reconnect. Now, here are the issues. We have the Democratic Party trying to impeach Trump on nothing, which is normal discussions. In fact, it's the job of the president to make sure that the country's not corrupt when we give them money, our tax money, to supply their country with whatever, military protection, water resources, whatever. What the Democrats are doing is completely insane. In fact, when we have private conversation between the president and anybody of any other nation, Trump released the dossier, if you want to call it the transcript and the transcript dialogue, because of the crazy Democrats have been trying to impeach him from the moment he was actually inaugurated. 3 years of insanity out of the Russiagate, and of course, what we have is a situation. Okay, we've got him, okay. Andrew, let's roll, okay? Now, you've been an author of a number of books. Give us the latest, some of the books and some of the key issues you like to deal with.
The books are, first of all, let me make clear that I am a Christian who takes the full authority of Holy Scripture as well as the historical Christian faith, and I'm not about to change my views in that respect because I think it's...
Oh, absolutely, faith. And we're strong Christians here, too, so... And the audience listening, by the way, if you're not a Christian, you better become one, because without a movement toward subservience to the Most High God, you can't do good if you don't do God and add an extra O. And if America does not repent, it's going to be destroyed, and so will the peoples of Earth. So
I'm in agreement with you, and let me tell you about these books. The first one is called Essays on the Christian Worldview. This book hits both religious and political issues. For example, it does cover the issue of abortion.
Right.
Which I do vehemently oppose.
Right.
And the second book is Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. Again, a mix of politics, philosophy, and law. And I have the books right in front of me here, and of course, Christianity. Another book is, I just wrote recently, one on the parables, and Jesus does give many warnings in these parables about what can happen to us, unfortunately. I also wrote two law books, Select Legal Topics and Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. I'm presently finishing a book on the Psalms, working on one of the miracles in the Bible and one on the sayings of Christ in the Gospels.
Yeah,
well, as well
really
as
cool.
another law book. But these are all in the pipeline.
Yeah. Now, I want to mention a couple of principles that I try to teach across the board and other shows. You can't do good unless you do God. In other words, if you don't have a relationship with God, you can't do good. You can't do it in your own mind and your own ideas, because doing what is right in your own eyes is actually the definition of evil, like Genesis 3. Number two, we have to understand our nation has done great good, but also does great evil. And some of it is by mistake or done because a lot of our corrupt politics is run by secret orders that are basically either on the left or the right, and both of them are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have things going on even inside the Trump government, which I don't agree with. Overall, the man has got a good heart and wants to do things, but to be honest with you, a lot of things are happening under his watch that are not good at all, like recycle mm-hmm. toxic water, 5G network, etc. Although he wants to deal with our borders, wants trade, and wants to protect the nation. We're trying to get through to Trump because there's a danger of Russian nukes in La Orchilla Island, north of Venezuela and Nicaragua, and he wants to work out some kind of deal so we can make Russia back in the G8 nations. But Russia is basically proliferating nuclear weapons, and China's got the weaponized islands, and they've actually been stealing intellectual property and want to control with their own documents from Xi the production of all commercial goods and eventually AI by 2025. It's actually written by Xi, the new emperor of China. So we have a situation where evil is gripping our world. The so-called churches, by and large, are dead on arrival. They're basically irrelevant because they're basically milk and cookies churches. They're not teaching strong what are called special forces Christianity. Being a real Christian is not an easy thing. It's a serious thing. To submit to the will of God and actually pray on everything you do is not easy because we have to constantly return and become humbled. And what I see happening is our nation has done both great good and great evil, and the fact is right now we're on the knife's edge because if we turn to the demon rats and they take over power in 2024 or impeach Trump before the election or 2024, we're done. America will receive great judgment from the Most High God. Their abortion right up to the moment of delivery and even infanticide. Their open borders, the release of prisons. They're getting rid of ICE. They're taking away our Second Amendment and our First Amendment rights. We will see civil war in this country. We'll see a degradation of the economy. And we'll see the end of America as we know it. That'll happen. And all of these demon rats are being avatared by transdimensional, extraplanetary entities that are actually literally indwelling and playing like video games our world leaders, including leaders in the Democratic Party and many even the Republicans like Romney. We're dealing with great evil that's gripping our world, and even the Vatican is pushing an agenda suggesting that the extraterrestrials can actually wear, like Darth Vader, they're our father, and they genetically created the progenitor race of humans on Earth and can evangelize us. So people need to realize that evil has gripped our world to such an extent now, we're heading toward economic, geoclimatic, and a political disaster that's going to destroy much of the human race if we don't watch it. And we need to repent before God, otherwise God can rescue us, not just from a physical end of horrifying death, but an eternal end of annihilation, because you don't go to hell to play games like with Sammy Davis Jr. or Flip Wilson in hell and drink hot drinks. You get annihilated. God is a creator, but he's also the destroyer. Not Satan. Satan can pervert. The destroyer is God when you go beyond grace and you receive judgment. People need to know that, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, but they don't take God seriously enough. They don't realize, they don't show God respect. And God wants us to be his sons and daughters. He wants us to become the Queen of Heaven when he returns and marry the human race saved so we become evangelists for the cosmos. Where we're at right now is Satan is here and his minions to destroy the human race, and they're getting pretty damn close. I mean, look at the policies we talked about in last hour with Deborah Tavares. Look at the other shows we did last week with Ellie Marzulli. Things are pretty dang extreme, and these are not open to theories anymore. You used to think, oh, well, that's just a conspiracy theory. That term was invented by the CIA to discredit those people who ask tough questions and have evidence or classified access information. This isn't open to anybody's opinion anymore. And it's all in the Bible. This is nothing new. Everything we talk about has got reflections in the Old and New Testament, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So let's expand on that, because I think we are very close to judgment. We have a very short time of grace left and repentance necessary now for America to be saved. because we're close to a catastrophe, not just America. If America go down the toilet, grace will be withdrawn from the planet Earth, and we're going to see a death of much of the human race, not just physical death, but eternal separation and annihilation in a place called the Lake of Fire. That's not good. And people don't realize that's how close we are to disaster, isn't it?
Right. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm waiting for you. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you. I believe that President Trump, although he may have faults and deficiencies,
right.
I think he has attempted to do an honest piece of work for the most part.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
I don't know how you feel about him.
But I want to talk to him, too, to try to straighten him out on some facts or areas, because he's surrounded by people from the Project New American Century, globalists on the left and the right. And I think he operates the government almost like a game show host, where he listens to game show host number four, that he thinks, well, that opinion looks pretty good, so let's try that. Now, he doesn't let people push him. So, for example, when McMaster a year and a half ago tried to push him to put 250,000 troops in Syria, he said, no, we're not going to do that. Now, I'm concerned the way he handled removing those 28 troops and having to put, armored personnel carrier back into oil wells in northern Syria. Because when he waltzed, don't let the Russians took our airbase, the Russians, Iranians, and Turks took over the territory, and the Kurds were then handed over into the arms of Bashar al-Assad, who we should have probably carved away from the Russians and the Iranians, because the Iranians are now on the back doorstep of Israel, and Israel has to actually take out those missile silos because they're aimed right at their territory, which is good that we took over the Golan Heights and recommended it, and Israel took that territory because it's right down over all the settlements. But I think we are in grave danger, because Israel, if they're put against the wall, there's a Samson option, and that means any nation attacking Israel will be annihilated. In fact, they don't realize every capital in the world has a nuke in it that Russia, that Israel can blow up if they are literally put, like the Temple of Dagon, ready to be destroyed, to Samson. What I see happening is Israel is not going to put up with it. They're not. It doesn't matter if it's Russia, China, or anybody attacking them, or Muslims. They'll be annihilated if they try. Even if they do succeed to a great extent to harm and damage Israel, they'll be destroyed. And the problem is the whole world will be destroyed at the same time, because we'll trigger off a thermonuclear, chemical, and biological war. Israel's not going to put up with it. And we should have that treaty that Trump talked about between us and Israel. We should have missile defense systems. We should start preemptively dissecting away Bashar al-Assad in Syria from the arms of the Iranians, because the next step, if there's a nuclear war, Damascus, like it says in the Bible, will be nuked, and that is only 10 miles from the northeast border of Israel. People don't realize Damascus is right on the border, isn't it?
It is. How do you feel, Bill, about withdrawing our military presence from Syria and Afghanistan?
Stupid. You can't withdraw in the middle of a battle. What they should have done is surgically go in there and just blast the heck out of them with their most advanced weapons, which means annihilate the Iranian silos inside Syria that are aimed at Israel's heart. Go in and take out Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, in the Bekaa Valley. Putting Russia on notice that you're not going to get back in the economy. In fact, close down the bank accounts of Mr. Putin and all his oligarchs. And then
do
a surgical removal of the nukes in La Archila Island and Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, and that'll put Mr. Putin and his bunch of maniacs in Russia on notice, the same way with China. China wants to steal all the intellectual property and control even AI by 2025, which is the beast system prophesied in the Bible in Revelation 13, that they want to control the beast, which is the artificial intelligence super god, cyber god that they're building.
How do you feel about the Muslim religious system? Political,
it should
cultural,
not be,
religious
should,
system. What is your interpretation of it?
Well, 20% of Muslims will attack other fellow Americans in their own internal poll 2 years ago. 52% would suggest that they'll take Sharia law over American Constitution and state law. I think we should put a ban on further Muslim immigration, and we should start closing down mosques and deporting imams. What?
Are there still Muslims coming to the country?
Yeah, I don't think we should allow Muslims. I think Islam
does
not.
There are Muslims coming into the country right now.
Oh, yeah, there is all kinds of them. And the thing is, we should not permit them. Islam and the American Constitution do not mix. It's like oil and water. We should start realizing they need
it. What will they do when they get the requisite numbers here? What do you predict?
A minority, well, they didn't come back in the city. And when they got just from one territory near Quebec City, they tried to change the dietary rules 5 years ago in Quebec, Canada, for everyone.
Will
you have to understand, in some places like Deerfield, Michigan, where they...
Will they try to attain conquest?
Of course they will. They're doing it already. There's 10,000 cells inside the United States with advanced weapons, 42 live ammunition training camps, including one just outside New York called Islam.
Are they evil?
Evil as hell. People have to understand...
Are they evil? Is the Muslim religious system evil?
Satanic. From the bowels of Hades, the moon war god of Mecca and Medina is the bowels of Satan. It is not a religion, according to Walid and Theodore Shabbat. Walid used to be
Muslim
for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
In Asia Minor, six are now right. Muslim and the seventh is no longer exists. Right? And we're back, and we have, Andrew, you asked a couple of really good questions while we're on the break. I'd like you to repeat what you think is the most important. Go ahead.
Okay, I think you defined a very important point, Dr. Deagle, namely that the Muslim immigration is a deliberate attempt to establish a presence in Western countries with the object of domination and conquest. Is that a fair statement?
And by the way, the left and the right and both sides that are globalists are collaborating with bringing the Muslims in to break the country up and to cause balkanization, so they break us up into different religious and sexual orientation groups, and then destroy the country and make us borderless and part of a new world order. They don't want borders.
Let me tell you something about Pope Francis. Let me get your take on this. He said in Vatican II, said, and Francis backed it up, that Christians and Muslims worship the same God. He said, they said it.
He's a lying piece of human garbage. He's not a Christian. First off, Allah, the moon war god.
Why is the Catholic Church
he's
watering
a druid. He's
down
not a, he's not a Christian.
Christian faith to nothing?
He's not a Christian. He's a druid, okay? You have to understand, the mitre on the head of the Pope is a fish hat towering the sky. It worships the god Dagon, the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, the same god, by the way, that was there when Jonah was thrown on the beach by the whale, the sperm whale that spit him out on the coast near in Syria near Nineveh. It's the same God, by the way, the king of Nineveh used to worship. And when Jonah actually came out kind of all white and prophesied to the king and he repented, they delayed judgment on Nineveh for 40 years until his grandson became a king. And then God brought judgment on this giant city, 20 by 20 by 20 miles, the wall.
Let me ask you this, your opinion about this, Dr. Deagle. I know you're a very bright guy and you got a handle on things. I'm going
to
ask
I have
you
an
this.
Answer to everything. There's not an area...
wants to disintegrate Christianity or replace it with a universal, kind of a universal church.
I call it anti-theism, which basically means they want a gospel of alien beings that have created us genetically. They want aliens, and there's a pattern of Vatican's already said this, to evangelize
Don't
us.
They want to eliminate Christ as a factor?
Completely. They want to make sure that he's not even relevant. And they, and by the way, they want to eliminate all religion, including... Buddhism, Roman Catholicism, even Islam. And by the way, the left doesn't care, because if you read the three letters that were put in the British Museum by Albert Pike, the last one put there back in 1860, it makes it very plain that their intention is to get rid of all religions except for Satanism, which is basically transdimensional and transgalactic, ruled by the indwelling beings.
But why is the left sleep with Islam? Politically.
Because they're Satanists. They're Satanists. They worship the transdimensional beings that rule Earth, which are the ancient ones that are now indwelling our world leaders.
I repeat, doesn't the left sleep with Islam? The left opposes Christianity, doesn't it?
Yeah, they sleep with Islam for now, but they're both going to be destroyed, right?
But they do side with Islam, don't they?
They're delusional to think they can manage Islam, and they're crazy. They don't understand,
yeah, right.
For example, if you're in Saudi Arabia and you're gay, you're thrown out the 11th floor window or you're beheaded before Friday morning prayers.
Right.
Okay?
Does Islam throw gays off cliffs?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to understand, Islam has gay sex before the child, a young man, is a puberty, because it's considered, for example, I have friends in special forces who were in Afghanistan. They were told not to bother the Afghan military because they actually have gay sex with young boys chained to their beds.
Yes, they do. It's pederasty. They do that.
And they consider it normal. And they actually get a dispensation to even have prostitutes for, say, a two-hour temporary marriage that then go to the local... Muslim cleric, and get a dispensation for 2 or 4 hour, let's say, prostitution and consider it legal. So they try to turn sin into something that's a legal contract, including evil. And it's by the law, Takiyan Maruna, it's a lot of lie to those who are not Islamic, so you can subjugate and or murder them.
Aren't there enough women to do stuff with there?
What they're doing right now, women are considered a piece of property. In Islam, you have man, camel, sheep, goat, and woman is at the bottom of the list. Women are property. And the women over there, which is amazing to me, these two women that are in our Congress right now, want to fight and push Islam like this other Islamic maniac. They don't understand that women are treated like absolute human garbage in Islam. They're not treated like persons at all. And they want to push their agenda here in America, and it's suicidal. It's suicidal.
You believe that the women in Islam are going to rebel against what they do to them?
I don't think most people have enough guts. I see it the same with the Christian church. You know what my biggest frustration is even on air? People are not willing to ask tough questions. You ask good questions. You're a smart guy and you're tough. Most people are afraid to ask questions because they don't want to think that someone has the answers. And I'm inspired by the Most High God, and he's given me talents, but also instant inspiration. There is not a problem on earth that I can't give you an immediate answer or a breakdown of the problem to its constituent parts in any area, health, geopolitical, or spiritual. I know the answer to everything because I'm called as a Muslim.
Do you believe that Barack Obama was a Muslim?
Of course he was. In fact, I have a document from Shobat.com, S-H-O-E-B-A-T.com, mm-hmm. and he actually supported spreading Wahhabism. In fact, I put it in my video just yesterday that Barack Obama pushed Islam and basically Islamification of the West. That's why his second-in-command, Mr. Brennan, worked directly to try to destroy Mr. Trump right from the moment before he even got elected.
He was reported as saying in a speech in Egypt, Obama, that he looked forward to the day when there'd be an Islamic president.
Well, he was an Islamic president. People need to understand who Barack Obama was. Do you know what his name means in Kenyan? Because he was not born in America. He was born in Kenya. His grandmother actually was outside the delivery room in Kenya.
He went to some kind of Muslim school in
Indonesia. Do you know what his actual name means in Kenyan?
I don't know.
Lightning fallen from heaven. Do you know what that title means in the Bible?
Right.
Lucifer, the god
right.
of blue light, the liar.
Do you believe that he was not a citizen?
He never was a citizen. He's a liar.
Why do you take so long to come
he's
up
a false. He has a false ID from someone else's Social Security number from Connecticut. He never lived there. But the problem is, you see, 2 years ago, listening to my program, I had an NSA agent actually sent me the photoshopped original and photoshopped dubbed false birth certificate of Barack Obama. I have all the documents. I get everything. I got agents that listen to me on the show, and they actually contact me after the show and send me specific documents. I have contacts inside the Pentagon, CENTCOM, Homeland Security, and NSA. Okay?
Do you believe that that birth certificate he produced was a fake?
Absolutely. He's a liar. And again, remember, Zbigniew Brzezinski, remember his son, his daughter? She's on CNN, which Mika Brzezinski. These are pieces of human satanic garbage. They're indwelt by transdimensional entities. They're literally possessed. And they're not here for the human race. They're not even for their own salvation. And by the way, if they die, they're not just going to have a physical death. They're going to have annihilation of their soul. They're thrown into the lake of fire. And it's not a place where you play games with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. It's where you become annihilated. You cease to exist. And the fire of hell is an internal fire, realizing you're about to cease to exist and it's going to take forever to annihilate you.
Do you think he didn't want to reveal his college and law school marks? Did he go?
I think that what I've heard from my sources is that he wasn't even there. And he supposedly was an author of a specific section of the thing, but nobody else going to that school even remembered him. What I heard is he was actually working as an agent for the CIA and speaking languages in Muslim countries.
Did he attend class?
I don't think so. I think he's a liar.
Yeah.
And then when you saw him in legislation in Illinois, he actually proposed legislation to cause infanticide up to 3 years of age, not just abortion, But if a child had a birth defect, to kill him up to 3 years of age. Do you know
why
that?
Wouldn't he reveal his marks? What do you think?
Because he's a liar. He's everything about Barack Obama
you think
is a lie.
He didn't go at all.
I don't think so.
Right.
Everything is, remember in these secret orders, the guy who wrote the book about him and recommended he change his name, his name was not Barack Obama. His name was, I'm trying to remember his name, that was Indonesian. And when he came here, he applied to a school in California as a student from Indonesia. And he actually got a supporting bursary to get him to go to a local college here in California. Barack Obama is an invention. And they laugh at us because we're so stupid we put up with it. Now, what Trump did,
how did he get the money to come to become number one a senator? That takes a lot of money.
He had the billionaires behind him and the Satanists behind him.
And where did he get the money and backing?
He gets through his contacts, through Zbigniew Brzezinski, who wrote the Grand Chessboard, and other billionaires, for example, that are supporting him.
Did he have a lot of money?
No.
He
no, he does now. He has a lot of money. In fact, he's got contracts with big media people like Netflix.
But how did he get to be a senator? I ask you again, how did he get that?
He got to be a senator because the powers that be wanted him to be one. Just like if you go through the Rhodes Scholarship, just like Bill Clinton, 10% are psychopaths in psychological testing, and he was a sociopsychopath. If you talk to people the way he behaved when he was younger, he's a psychopath, okay? And so he got promoted by the Satanists behind him and the billionaires that wanted this devil to be in control. When he was walking around saying...
Isn't it a fact that you get to be a senator by putting up money?
Yeah, but there's lots of moneyed people that are Satanists, okay, in high-level internal orders, you know, secret orders. And by the way, his two children, his two daughters, are not even his own. I happen to know from my sources, intel sources, they're actually donated daughters from a female and male doctor that donated those daughters. They're not his. And his so-called wife, Michelle, is Mike, who's actually a transy male.
Hmm.
I have really good evidence of that, biometric and other evidence of it. So people need to understand Barack Obama is completely a fake.
He got to be a law professor at one point, didn't he?
I don't think there's very much evidence. If he did, it was all a sham. Remember, just like anything, if you have enough connections, you can become anything. Remember, the secret orders run everything. The medical schools, the law schools, the politicians. The secret agencies are the shadow government. The fourth, if you want to call it the shadow government, runs
it. I ask you, why did these people want him as senator?
He wanted to. He doubled the debt of America. He accumulated more debt than any other previous president. He was deconstructing America, destroying the military. He put in Obamacare, I call Embamacare, which is basically, if you completely put it in, was there to terminate people and to force vaccinate people. We have this idiot Biden who wants to so-called fix Obamacare, which would mean we're going to have forced vaccinations and a broken system that will bankrupt us. And even worse, we got Elizabeth Warren who wants a new system that will even replace that with $52 trillion that we can't afford with a broken system that doesn't work. So you got to understand these people are completely out of their mind, completely run by luciferic transdimensional powers, and they're advertised like a video game by these entities inside them.
Do you believe that Donald Trump is basically the best we can have under the circumstances at this point?
Absolutely, but he needs advice. If, for example, he could talk to you and me and my experts like John W. Spring and people like Jonathan Gray and people like Cody Snodgrass, who was a munitions expert, that turned down $500,000 to blow up the Murrow Building and was a whistleblower and they tried to kill him afterward in Colorado. If we can talk to Donald Trump and give him actual solutions, I have a solution to health care, I have a solution to missile defense, I have a solution to the Russians with nukes in Laurentia Island in the Antilles north of Venezuela and Punta Huerta, Nicaragua. I have a solution to the border. Do you know that the drug cartels are run by the SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA? Do you know that in the last act of George Bush Jr. was to pass Presidential Directive 51, which you can look up? Then it handed over some of the powers of the president to the Special Activity Division of the CIA to run the drug cartels, the organ and human trade. And they have $2 trillion a year that goes in from the drug cartels from Afghanistan and Central and South America so that they can actually fund genetic engineering, underground cities through Bechdel Corporation, off-world space projects, and other things that are not under the surveillance of the Congress, Senator, or the President. People need to know this is what's really going on. Shadow government runs everything. That's why when Brennan and these other idiots say that we have laugh a dozen ways to getting to Trump, they think they do. They think they're the government, and it's just a sham that we even elect a president. They think it's a joke. That's what's going on, right?
Okay.
Amazing, hey? Brennan and Clapper, devils and twin devils.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Heading toward a catastrophe or his geopolitical decisions, he's heading toward a crisis. And welcome back. So, in this segment, I'd like to advise what I would say for Trump to do. Number one, he needs to let some of the people in the audience, people out here in the community that actually know what to do, like me and my colleagues, like John W. Spring, etc., he needs to let us talk to him directly, not through his phalanx of filters. okay? Mm-hmm. If I could speak to Donald Trump, which I'm working hard through Sebastian Gorka, who's on our
network. Will they let you in?
If they do, I'm going to have a chance to straighten Mr. Trump out. I need to be, along with my colleagues, like John W. Spring, his Samuel. And I would provide him evidence that he can corroborate with his intel agency so he doesn't have to believe me, just like I tell people on the show, whether it's a health issue or anything else. Please don't believe me. Let me validate with blood testing, imaging studies, or geopolitical facts, like I have intel sources from inside the agencies. And I can guarantee that I can validate, for example, satellite photos that the Russians have nukes in Laoshila Island.
Think you can get in the administration?
I better, otherwise we're in big trouble.
Will Trump be
I don't see anybody else with the brains or the guts to actually do what I do. Nobody.
Is he going to be reelected? You think Elizabeth Warren's going to be the next president?
It's very likely he's going to be elected, but if he's elected with doing bad things, he will be irrelevant. For example, if he pushes 5G network genetically modified food and doesn't deal with the sad special activity division of the CIA running the drug cartel and human trade, it won't make any difference. In other words, he'll be a distraction. He needs to do policies that are going to remove the Russian nukes from Laurentian Island and Puerto Verde, Nicaragua. He needs to deal with the Chinese that want to steal their technology and actually control AI, which means they're going to control the beast system by 2025, which Xi has already written up. He needs to stop Islam from Wahhabism and teaching young first, second, and third generation Muslims in America to be terrorists in our country. We have 10,000 cells.
He sold a huge amount of armaments to Saudi Arabia. Isn't it likely he's working with them to bring these people in?
Yeah, well, what he's doing is it's because they have the petrodollar. And to me, this is stupid. The Saudi Arabians don't actually have a strong military. They got a lot of hardware. But the fact is, unless he supplies chips for their aircraft, they can't work after 1 week.
That he's secretly bringing in these people?
Well, no, the problem is that he's actually collaborating openly with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And see, you got to understand, Saudi Arabia didn't do 9/11. We did it, okay? I know that he won't respond, and the government's closed off the idea of subpoenaing because all these families want to sue Saudi Arabia. The demolition of 9/11 was done with the Port Authority of New York, the CIA, Special Activity Division of the CIA, and dark elements in our government. We contracted to some supposed pilots who couldn't even fly a wide-body jet, especially in the sight of these buildings. And I know all the facts. In fact, I've tried to do radiation toxicology using neutron spectroscopy since 9/11. And the last lab 3.5 years ago in Tokyo said the U.S. State Department told the lab in Tokyo, you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle, okay? And I'm talking about labs all over the place. Germany, Canada, United States, Geordie Labs, South Africa, everywhere I've gone to test the neutron spectroscopy of the debris from the World Trade Center, they've shut me down. Now, you wouldn't believe the harassment I have on my shows and how many so-called co-hosts on the other networks. When I was at 14.5 years on Genesis, when I left there last January, for the last year and a half, they wouldn't even allow me to put a commercial saying I had a product with a show on the network on my commercial. That's how bad it got. And the only person that respected me on both the Genesis Network and Republic was John Moore, who'll be on tomorrow. Everybody else was a piece of human garbage, either afraid of me, jealous of me, or trying to put an alternative thing so they can control the spin like Alex Jones and even Mike Adams. These are bad people. You have to understand, even if they say some portion of truth, they want to control the narrative. And I don't mess around.
Is Barack Obama black?
He's not black. He's Muslim. He's from right. Kenya. He's half white. His mother's white American, and his father is an African Muslim. Okay,
and the fact is, but they played him as president to the black community.
That's because the black community are dense. They're starting to wise up though, because of people like Kanye West. They're starting to wake up the fact that the Democrats were the ones that controlled, of course, trying to kill their babies, like Kanye West says, trying to remove fathers from the families with social services, trying to remove Christianity from their homes because 70 years ago, some of the most Christian and conservative people were blacks. I love black people that are conservative. People like Kanye West I consider an angel. The fact is we have a situation where anybody of any heart who's a real Christian is colorblind. What the Democrats want to do is balkanize the nation to make us hate people of other color, because that's to their advantage. Right?
How did the Democrats manage to corner the black and Jewish community? How did they manage to do that?
They lied to them, and they told them garbage, and they believed the lies. They thought it's the only one to protect them. And the Republicans were so gutless, they didn't go and even campaign in black areas or offer them what, for example, Trump's doing. He's made the black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment and women's unemployment the lowest in history.
I know
he has the largest number of jobs, the lowest unemployment in 50 years. So that when people go to this is like Al Green in Houston, he's made the clear statement that if we don't impeach him, he's going to get reelected. Of course he will. If he doesn't die of drinking coke, he may not be impeached by Nancy Pelosi. He'll be impeached by the Diet Coke in his right hand because he's the fattest president since William Howard Taft.
Right.
That's what's going to impeach him, is his Diet Coke, okay?
That's funny. Let me ask you.
Yeah, I call it like it is, okay? And I want to get through to the man because I see him as a pre-catastrophe. How's that? A medical catastrophe, a geopolitical. He's tough. The fact that he almost glories in the idea of people attacking when he counterattacks is amazing. The man is tough as nails. But the problem is there's an end point to this that's going to be catastrophic. And what I'm worried about is an attempt. I'm worried about an attempt to suicide him.
You, Bill, but I want to get your brain on this. Why does the Jewish? He is the best thing that ever happened to the Jewish community. If the Muslims were let in here, they'd be rounded up and probably killed. Why do the Jews vote for the Democrats?
I don't think they do anymore. I think that the Jews are leaving. When you see the comments by the squad and by other Democrats, most Jews are so disgusted with the Democrats, you're going to see them like independents moving toward the Republicans. And Donald Trump, and by the way, the next few months when they actually start these open hearings, the Democrats are committing geopolitical suicide. The Democratic Party is over. It'll be a generation before, if Trump does the right thing and does it properly, it'll be a generation before there is another Democratic Party and it will not be
anything
like this.
Will Mike Pence be the next president?
No, they're not. That's not going to happen. Trump will be reelected. What we need to worry about is who's going to come after Trump. Who's going to be the next president after Trump in 4.5 years?
Pence.
5 years.
Not Pence.
And because let me tell you, if Trump is reelected, it won't much matter because in 2024, if a Democrat comes in, they'll destroy this country. They never need to get back in power. Never. Their agenda that they have already demonstrated is so destructive.
Judiciary becoming conservative.
What's that?
The Democrats are probably paranoidly concerned about federal judges being appointed to a conservative.
It's not really conservative. I'll tell you what it is. It's logical, decent, and Christian. See, the Democrats are atheist, agnostic, and satanic. They're interested in human population reduction. They're interested in the green agenda, which isn't even true environmentalism. I'm an environmentalist. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace 50 years ago and an oceanographer before I went into medicine. These people are lying pieces of scientific foolishness. They don't understand anything. I do. I was an oceanographer 50 years ago. I know exactly what will fix the environment. Genetically upgrade the toxically damaged phytoplankton. Stop using space-based weather modification technology like thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and space-based scalar technology that cause weather and earthquakes. Stop playing games with the population with economic policies to de-insure people that are burned out of their homes in Northern California. Start drilling for primary water so we have water reserves everywhere. Start doing things to actually reduce the chances of fire starting and get rid of smart grid, which actually starts fires. It's against the law in Saskatchewan. I have a solution to every problem on earth. Everyone. I am called as a Mosaic prophet, and I have the answer to everything because God speaks to me and inspires me and gives me the answers. And I want people to understand this. And you know, my hardest thing is with the talents that God's given me, and I'm only here a limited amount of time because God had to resurrect me a number of times, They better start listening to me, because if the Americans and the people of Earth do not listen to the solutions God's presenting through me and my colleagues, like John W. Spring and on Wednesday, Jonathan Gray, an ancient archaeologist from Christian archaeologist from New Zealand, the human race is doomed. And we're not just doomed for a physical disaster that will destroy by violent death much of the population. We're talking about eternal separation and annihilation of your soul. So the problem is right now the devil wants to kill the human race and he doesn't want us to become the queen of heaven. People don't understand that the marriage supper is about to happen And before the bridal chamber is ready, the devil wants to abort us all. He wants us to do evil, not in God's eyes, and destroy our relationship with the Creator. He wants us to destroy the Constitutional Republic, which is basically, since the State of Israel is the only republic that honors God as the ruler of our nation, not a king or emperor or Satan. America, like ancient Israel, is the only constitutional republic that honors God. And Trump talks about this. He wanted to build a giant glass church before he even got into politics. Now, he's not very verbal about his faith, but Trump's a Christian. Even he was in the past a high-level Mason. He's coming out of Masonry. And if I get a chance to talk to him, the man, because I ministered to Bill Schneblin, a 90th degree Mason, I know more about Masons than any other living person on earth. I know exactly what's going on. I don't have a little wavering in my knowledge base. I know everything. I know everything from the Jewish Sephiot Zira, the Talmud of Babylon, the ancient book of the dead, the Urantia book. I know everything. I don't know a little bit. I know everything. Okay?
What about the college students? Are they ever going to wake up from the propaganda that's subject to by
That's because they're taught it. Their entire schooling is by idiots and Satanists and leftists that think that, you know, if the only we hand over our authority to a social network of communists and control freaks, that we'll be taken care of like little babies that'll be diapered by the state. No, it'll be terminated. So if you ever get something serious, other than this, we call a hangnail medicine problem, at the end of your life, whether you're young with cancer or old, they terminate you. I saw it in Canada, okay? Socialist states terminate people that are sick. They don't like innovative medicine or life extension. They don't want to develop technology, which I have for life extension. They want to kill you as soon as you get sick because it's too expensive to keep you going. And believe me, if Elizabeth Warren can, it won't increase costs at all. She's a lying piece of garbage. She's part of, you know what, I've changed her name? Her name is not Hiawatha, it's Liarwatha. What do you think of that? Liarwatha. Yeah. Good name, hey?
Yeah.
She's
definitely
disgusting. She should not open her mouth. These people should never be anywhere near representing anything except a pile of human garbage. It's disgusting. And all these Democrats like Al Green, who says, honestly, if Trump doesn't get impeached, he'll get reelected. Of course he will. As much as Trump's got all his defects and the way he kind of counterpunches and he's a little narcissistic, he's a decent man trying to do the right thing, and he's still got bad advisors around him. Luckily, he has a common sense. He didn't do stupid things in Syria. But the thing is, he did withdrew and put the Kurds in the hands of the Syrians and didn't dissect the Syrians away. Because if you're a Wahhabist, if you're a Syrian Alawite, you let the Jews and Christians sit at the table, you won't kill them. So Bashar al-Assad, who's a mild-mannered British eye doctor with a British wife who's running Syria, we should have dissected Syria away from the Russians, and the Iranians are nuts. Because they want the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, to show up so they can Islamify the world. And they got missiles on the side with the Hebrew to destroy the state of Israel. And if they try to, Israel will annihilate them. And we've given them the weapons to make sure it happens, okay? So you have to understand, the end time is coming. We are months and years, not decades away from Armageddon. We are so close I can smell the breath of the dragon on our neck. That's why I'm desperate to talk to President Trump. I am desperate. I want people to pray. I am desperate to talk to the man, because if we don't get in touch with him and get him straightened away as to what's going on that's good and bad and ugly,
right,
we're all finished. We need to get Trump reelected. We need to get him saved. We need to get him off Diet Coke. We need to get his weight down. We need to get him to have advisors who are not full of crap.
I'd like to get,
you know, John Lightning Bolt and other idiots. Right? What do you think, Andrew?
I think that you should be in the president's inner circle.
I need to be his Samuel. He needs the wisdom of God through me to him. It's not my wisdom, it's God's wisdom through me to him. It's God's wisdom through me to him. That's what he needs. And my cohorts, like John W. Sprague and others.
Right.
Amazing times, isn't it? God help us. Pray for
us. I hope you get into the cabinet.
I'm hoping.
Which was most appropriate because that was your...